With me on the line is Brian Greenway from Maple Wine and the Brian Greenway Blues Bus. How are you doing this afternoon, Brian?
Good, Jake. Thank you. Very nice. Thank you. It's a beautiful day.
Well, you know what? Thanks for taking the time to talk to me. The reason we're talking, the Doobie Brothers are coming to town, and back in 1973 or thereabouts, you were with the band Mash McCann, and Mash McCann opened with the Doobie Brothers for T-Rex.
At the Pierre Falls Arena.
Oh, okay. After the show, or I don't even know if the show was over, what happened with you guys? I mean, there's a great story here.
I befriended the guys in the Doobie Brothers, and I just lived down the street at the time in an old white farmhouse, which is still there.
Oh, wow.
After all these years, with all this land around, and now it's all homes, but that white farmhouse is still there, and I believe someone's living in it, not knowing the history of the house. You know, Mash McCann used to practice there, Cheek used to practice there, I lived there for years, and the Doobie Brothers came over there after the show when they played at the Pierrefonds Arena in 1973.
Now, you guys didn't wait for T-Rex to finish or invite Mark Bolan or any of those guys over? It's just Mash McCann guys and Doobie Brothers?
Well, it was the 70s, Jake. I can't remember. You know, other than long ago, it was the 70s.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. But they came over, and they didn't stay long because I guess I talked to them, hey, man, of course, Mark, come over here, I get some beer and stuff, you know. And I guess they came over a little bit, and they maybe, I mean, I would have been walking and look around, and there's not a whole lot, there's no women, and you know, I'll be polite and stay for a beer and leave.
Yeah.
Which pretty much happened, but I remember one of the guys, I don't want to mention his name.
Okay.
But he was from the Doobie Brothers. He was rather interested in my girlfriend. So I was happy to see them leave. You know?
I mean, how do you stop one of those guys? Time to go, gentlemen.
Yeah, that's my lady. I mean, and we were young then, you know.
Yeah.
I guess they were too.
Yeah, for sure.
And that was that summer. It was amazing seeing a band of that size that became the Doobie Brothers.
Yeah.
So huge, open for T-Rex, which became big too, but I think the Doobie Brothers were bigger.
They probably got a better reception, you think, during the show than maybe T-Rex did, or?
Well, I mean, they had the one song, Listen to the Music, right?
Yeah, that's right.
They didn't have all the other ones yet. Yeah. Little did anybody know.
Yeah, exactly. And look how big, yeah. And how big.
And later on that summer, just to make it even a weirder thing, the Eagles. This is at the Pure Fall Arena now. The Eagles opened for Procol Harum.
Oh, wow.
And they had their one song, too, Take It Easy.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, the Hotel California and all that great stuff hadn't happened yet.
Yeah.
But they sounded great back then, and you could tell in my best Donald K. Donald voice, you could tell the boys were going somewhere. You know? They're on the right track.
That's right. You got your own thing going. Obviously, you're still playing with April Wine, but you got the Brian Greenway Blues Bus happening. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, I've got a great band, and it's not just my band. It was an idea I had, and I asked the guys that are in it if they wanted to play.
Right.
And they said, yes. Yeah, so, there's Gary Moffitt.
Oh, okay.
April Wine with me.
Yes.
There's Lloyd Dallaire on bass. There's Mark Higdon from the Stone Doctors on drums. There's and Craig Miller, harmonica player extraordinaire, who plays with Pat Loiselle on harp, and myself. And we're doing a combination of, it's a blues thing.
Right.
And mixed in with a little rock. And just for the people that know me and Gary, occasionally we've been known to pull out an old April Wine cover song.
Oh, cool.
And we played in July, and we played Could Have Been a Lady. It was fun.
Oh, nice, nice.
Which was originally done by Hot Chocolate.
That's right.
Yeah. And Bad Side of the Moon, that was
Elton John.
John.
That's right.
Sign of Gypsy Queen, that was Lawrence Hutt.
And you must
And there's great Jimmy Clench songs, and like, Ooh, What a Night and Weeping Widow.
That's right. You got to play those. And
yeah, I like to play the Jim Clench songs in his memory, you know?
Yeah.
He was a good friend.
Well, now, when you guys are doing them, Brian, who's are you doing the vocals, or is Gary Moffitt? Who's doing the vocals for these songs?
I've got my dog doing it. No, just kidding. you remember Yoko Ono? No. Sorry, Jay. No, I'm doing the lead vocals. I am, yes.
Oh, okay.
And Craig is a capable lead vocalist, too. So he's originally from Chicago. He's got great Chicago blues.
Oh, nice.
Feeling.
Nice.
He got some vocals as well sometimes, just to give me a little break.
Yeah.
But I'm having a ball singing, you know, with doing this, putting my stamp on Brian Greenway's this and Brian Greenway's that. It sounds kind of silly sometimes, but it's just putting my name on another name. Oh. So like the Brian Greenway's Blues Bus. And the Blues Bus name actually comes from a band I had in high school called the Blue Bus.
Oh.
And the Blue Bus comes from a lyric from a Doors song called The End.
That's right. I know that song, yeah.
Where Jim Morrison is caterwauling about the Blue Bus is calling us.
Mm-hmm.
So that I took that name, and then all of a sudden it occurred to me, well, let's put an S on it and call it the Blues Bus.
Perfect.
So I did that this summer, and we did that, and it goes along with my other Brian Greenway Inc. projects.
Yeah.
It sounds like an Acme thing, like Roadrunner, right?
But it's all branding. It's all good, right?
It's all branding, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if I just said Blues Bus, we'd say, what the heck's that?
Yeah, exactly.
But Brian Greenway's Blues Bus, it's got a little ring to it, like John Mayall and the Blues Breakers.
Yeah, that's true. I like it.
And then Brian Greenway's Attic Dust Acoustic Solo Show, which is a little long mouthful, but the acronym is Badass.
There you go. And I actually caught a part of it, a couple months ago. Our mutual friend Sandy invited me over, and it was a lot of fun to see. It was great.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's constantly improving, as will the blues bus.
Yeah.
We haven't been to, we only played one show, and we were so tickled pink. We haven't been back together since. We haven't gotten over it.
Yeah.
But no, everybody, I was busy all August doing April Wine stuff. And September is just about gone. One of our fellows is away right now, but we're going to start getting back together in October, which starts Saturday.
Oh, okay. So where can we see you in October?
Well, we are at Pete's Smoked Meat.
Or oh,
Smoked
okay.
Meat Pete's, however you want to say it.
Yeah.
October 29th. It's a Saturday.
Right.
I'll Halloween. Do a shameless plug here. It's the Halloween party for... Repeat. So at the costume party, 1 year the band won.
you took the next question. I said, "Are you? Is the band dress up as well in costumes?"
Well, yeah, they said a little extra. Said you would pay extra if you dress up. I go, "Oh, okay." Right, count me in. I'm on that. Yeah. No, but I haven't done that in years. And the whole thing about both projects for me is having fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the costumes, how can you not have fun in a costume, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Unless somebody else shows up just like you are. It's not like two women wearing the same dress at a party, though.
No. Yeah. That's true. You'll both be. What if you're both given the first prize for best costume? Then you'll have to split the prize.
or if one did and one didn't.
Even better.
Hey, what's wrong with me? His mustache is nicer.
All right, Brian. Well, thanks for taking the time, Brian, to talk to us, and good luck with the Brian Greenway's Blues Bus. Everyone knows where you're playing now, and hopefully we'll get you back in the studio another time.
I would, and I'll try to get the Doobie Brothers down to smoke me peach this time.
Ah, now that would be awesome.
Wouldn't it?
Oh, God. Pete would love you forever.
Yeah. That'd be something. Good to talk to you, Jake.
All right. Thanks, Brian.
Bye.